So we will do bhajan, and then we will do this highly powerful kavacha shield. I think after you have chanted this, you will be very much protected from material influences. We will also chant this kavacha for all the devotees who could not come and make it this evening. And afterwards, I thought to explain a few pastimes or just read a few pastimes from the Garga Samhita with you. But I would say the highlight of this evening is really this Balaram Kavacha. You would see it will be very, very wonderful. So let us just chant a little bit of the Maha Mantra, and afterwards directly go to the Kavacha. Also wir werden jetzt ein bisschen den Mantra chanten, und dann werden wir euch eine Rüstung anlegen, die gegen Maya, die noch kraftvoller ist als eine Rüstung aus Titanstahl. Gut. Hare Krishna.
Govinda Gopala Nandalal Krishna Govinda 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 Govinda Gopala Nandalal Jai Gopal Nandalal, Gopal Nandalal, Gopal Nandalal, Gopal Nandalal. Krishna Govinda Govinda Gopala Nandala Krishna Govinda Govinda Gopala Nandala Krishna Govinda Govinda Gopala Nandala Jai Gopala Nandala Gopala Nandala Gopala Nandala Gopala Nandala Jai Gopala Nandala Gopala Nandala Gopala Nandala Gopala Nandala Gopala Gopalandala, 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 Gopalandala. Gopalandala, 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 Gopalandala.
Krishna Govinda, Govinda, Gopalanandala, Krishna Govinda, Govinda, Gopalanandala. Krishna Govinda, Govinda, Gopalanandala, Krishna Govinda, Govinda, Gopalanandala.
Jai Gopalanandala, 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 Gopalanandala. Jai Gopalanandala, 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 Gopalanandala.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In the Gaga Sanghita, it says, inspired by other cowherds, Shri Balaram and Krishna also became Gopalas. And in the company of their friends, the other cowherd boys, they started to go out to graze the cows. What is a Gopala? Go means cow. And pala means to protect. They were cowherd
men or boys. They had cows in front, cows in the behind, cows right to them and left to them. And all these cows moved happily around, looking at the beautiful faces of Krishna and Balaram. These cows had a large number of kinkinis. What is a kinkini? That's a very small bell. It made like this. Not the Swiss model. Pang, 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 pang. But kinkinis were there. And they had golden necklaces, Tridasha Roy, hanging from their white necks. And in these necklaces, they had the nine types of jewels, the Navaratnas. These cows had in between their two horns ornaments of different gems, they were good natured. They were together with their calves, and they moved very slowly with Lord Krishna. It looked almost like a moving ocean. These cows were great sages, and the bulls looked like sannyasis. Very majestic, in other words. And they were moving from forest to forest in search for a luxuriant and tender grass. You must know at that time the sacred banks of the river Yamuna were full with very nice trees which spread a nice shade into the blue water, and there were crystal bathing ghats which one could take so as to take a very refreshing bath. Anyone who even today takes a bath in the river Yamuna is free from all sins and goes back home, back to Godhead. You must understand the trees of Vrindavan had creepers, Schlingpflanzen in Deutsch, which had very nice budding flowers, Knospen de Blum, which spread an especially enchanting fragrance. It looked always like the full spring season, and Krishna and Balaram would go into these forests. It's described when Krishna and Balaram entered the forest of Vrindavan, Krishna and Balaram were greeted by Vrinda Devi, the goddess of the fortune, who sent forth many wonderful deers, peacocks, hares, etc., who all greeted Krishna and Balaram by jumping around and just being so happy to see this. And then Krishna and Balaram would take their flutes to their lips and started to play their mind-enchanting songs. And the cowherd boys used to start dancing with the flute music of Krishna and Balaram. Sometimes, when the evening time approached, the gopis were gathering impatiently before their houses to see Krishna and Balaram. And do you know what they first saw as Krishna and Balaram returned home? A cloud of dust, which was so supremely attractive because it had been touched by the lotus feet of the Lord, that the demigods would come flying down to touch the dust and rub it on their heads. At first, Mother Earth was very unhappy, but then she became supremely happy. Who can imagine why Mother Earth was at first unhappy? Saranandi? Yeah, there were millions of cows and they all had sharp hooves. These hooves were yellow colored with Gorachan. It's a special pigment. And they would split the earth. But because immediately after this splitting, cutting, Krishna's soft lotus feet would walk over Mother Earth. All her wounds were healed. So then Lord Krishna and Balaram came home. They usually took a bath and then they appeared in the assembly of Nanda Maharaj. It was a huge, like, arena-like arrangements, and they watched sports, acrobatics, and jokers for the evening. In the evening, one should watch athletics and people who joke. It's nice to, after the evening, after the whole day, to hear this. Now, at such a time, Krishna and Balaram looked like two beautiful moons, and all the cowherders who came looked at the beautiful faces of Krishna and Balaram. As you have heard in the morning, Balaram would be whitish, and he had big, big eyes, lotus eyes, usually dressed in blue, with a blue turban and blue garments. He had only one earring and a golden earring, and he had a walking stick which was very attractively bound with a rope, and it is said there were so many cows usually that they could hardly walk in the lanes which were packed by these cows. But in the evening they were sitting down and enjoying the acrobatics, and everyone looked at them. So this will be necessary, this picture for you. Now where we will chant the Balaram Kavacha, I will now request the highly awake Tridasha Roy to distribute this for the men, and Damayanti will distribute it for the ladies. Duryodhana said, do you know that Duryodhana was a great devotee of Lord Balaram? No, Uli is surprised, yes. He learned from Lord Balaram the art of club fighting. Fighting with a club. We will wait until all of you are ready. Yeah. O great sage, Duryodhana said, please give me the transcendental Balaram Kavachal, which wise Gagamuni gave to the gopis and which gives all protection. Now the saint says what we should do. His name is Pratvipaka Muni, he said. After bathing and dressing in clean cotton garments, a person should sit on a kusha grass mat. Now, you all have a mat. If you Don't have, please find yourself a mat, even if it's not a kusha grass mat. Get a mat. Anandini, you sit on a mat? Good. I told Tridasha Roy this evening that he should please dress in Vaishnava clothes. You will now see why this is done. If you do any sacred or spiritual activity, it is nice, but please don't think if you're not dressed, then you can't do it. Then you can dress next time in a nice Vaishnava dress. But it's nice when you come into the temple for spiritual activities that you do not dress in street cloth. It's nice if you dress in devotional cloth, thereby signifying that you will now enter into a totally different space. Ich sage es mal in Deutsch, weil es vielleicht schwierig in Englisch zu verstehen ist. Wenn wir in den Tempel kommen, ist es immer gut, in devotionaler Kleidung zu kommen. Das auch sauberer Kleidung, die wir nur für diesen Zweck anziehen. Weil wir dann damit zum Ausdruck bringen, dass wir jetzt in einen ganz anderen Bereich reingehen. Menschen zum Beispiel gehen zu einer Begräbnis in Deutschland in einem schwarzen Anzug und nicht in salopper Bergkleidung, nicht? Weil sie damit ausdrücken, es ist Trauer jetzt. People, for instance, when they go to a burial, dress all in black, because they want to show now is a time for mourning, for being sad. They don't go in lofty free time cloth, you know, biker's hat and so on, because that would be considered disrespectful and not appropriate for the occasion. So when we go into the temple, the street cloth should remain on the street or should be kept for the streets or whatever we do. But if we go and see the Lord, we should dress especially in clean cotton garments, it says here. Okay, next step is a person should sit on a kusha grass mat and then he should purify his hands with mantras. This we will do now. You have all a color. It's not made of gold. We couldn't give you a golden cup today, but the idea is there. And look at the water. It's very important because you will empower the water now with sound. Water can be informed, as we know from modern research, this Emoto research. You might have heard about it, so speak after me. Om Govindaya Namaha. Sip it and purify it. Oh yes, now this is something for those amongst us who are spiritual people. Now we should fix our intelligence and meditate on Lord Krishna's elder brother, Lord Balaram. I would very much like you to sit properly for a moment. Breathe in deep and breathe in out very deep. And now concentrate your mind and intelligence on Krishna's older brother, Balaram. You can either see a picture coming up, like Lord Balaram coming into the forest of Vrindavan, blue turban, whitish complexion. Hast du mal was von Tür zu schließen gehört? Yes, lotus eyes, smiles, whatever you please see.
Okay. Thank you very much. Very spiritual devotees today.
And now we will chant the Kavacha. Before we chant it, let us make ourselves a little bit familiar with what we are going to chant. I will read to you a few of the verses. Let us please start with Shloka 3. May Lord Balaram, who is the master of Goloka, protect me in this world. May Lord Balaram, who is the supreme controller of all controllers, protect me in this world. Lord Balaram, whose fame is spotless, may he protect me. May Lord Balaram, who on his head holds the earth as if it were a single mustard seed, protect me in this world. I think you heard about this morning, that as Ananta Shesha, a direct expansion, the Lord has the world on his head and doesn't know where it is because it's so small. May Lord Balaram protect me when I'm surrounded by many armies. May Lord Balaram, who holds a plow, always protect me in battle. And so on. The Lord is, in other words, called upon for protection against all the elements which are the earth. Then comes there will be also Yamuna, water, then protection against fire, against air, the wind, against ether, the sky, in this way, there are many situations described where the Lord's protection is called upon. Then in verse 7, if you kindly turn the page, the internal enemies, no longer the elements made from gross matter, are named, but things like desires, lust, for instance, anger, greed, illusion, and so on. And then the different times are called sunrise to sunset. May the Lord protect me. From all the directions are called upon, above and below, near and far. Finally, it said in verse number 12, please go with your attention to verse number 12, please know that this Kavacha of Lord Balaram is the best of armors. It destroys the fears of the demigods and demons. It is a blazing fire that burns up the fuel of a host of sins. Good. So most of us, I mean, I for sure will soon be seen in a blazing fire. It is the death of a host of obstacles. No obstacles any longer. It is the abode of spiritual perfection. Okay. I will chant one time the verse alone, and then we will chant it together. And we will go through the whole verses together. I will just, in order to give you an idea. Goloka Dhammadhipati Pareshvara Pareshumang Patu Pavitra Kirtana Bhumandalang sa shapavat vilakshate yan murtni mang patu sa bhumi mandale lokadamadi pati pareshvara padeshu mang patu pavitra kirtana
Bhumandalam sa shapavat vilakshate yan muktimam patu sa bhumi mandale sena sumam rakshatu shirapanir yode sada rakshatu mam halicha dugeshu chavyam mushali sadamam vanesu sankarsana adideva kalinda jave gaharo jaleshu nilambaro rakshatu mam sadagno vayo charamo vatuke balascha Mahanave nantavapu sadamam Shiva sudevo vatupavateshu Sahasra shirsha cha mahavivade Rogeshu man rakshatu rohineyo Mankamapalo vatava vipatsu Gama tsadarakshatu denukari Kroda tsadamandivida prahari Loba tsadarakshatu balvalari Moha tsadamankilamagadari Prata tsadarakshatu vrishniduya Prane sadamam matura purendra Madhyandine gopasaka prabhatu Svarat parane vatumam sadaiva Sayam panindro vatumam sadaiva Parat paro rakshatu man padoshe Pune nishite chaduranta viya Pradyusha kale vatu man sadaiva Videkshu man rakshatu revati pati Dikshu palambaryado Yadudvaha Udvam saramai Balabhadrarat Tata samanta Baladeva evai Anta sadavyat Purushottamavai Nagendro lilo Vatumam mahabala Sadantaratma chavasan hari svayam prapatu puna parameshvaromam devasuranam bayanashanam cha hutashanam papachayendananam Vinashanam vignagatasya vidhi Siddhasanam vamavaram balasya. Kindly chant this. First verse, again that means verse number 3. Golokadamadipati pareshvara Pareshumam patu pavitta kirtana Pumannalam sa shapavat vilakshate Yanmudnimam patu sa bhumi mannale Nityanandaram 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 Nitananda Ram Nitananda Ram Nitananda Ram Nitananda Ram, Nitananda Ram. 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 Nitananda Ram, Nitananda Ram, Nitananda Ram, Nitananda Ram. Oh, Nitananda Ram, Nitananda Ram. 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 Nitananda Ram, Nitananda Ram.
Lord Balarama ki jai. So if you wish, you can take this prayer and armor to Lord Balaram with you, and be always very protected in your spiritual life. I wanted to now read with you a very wonderful chapter from the Gaga Samhita. This is from the Gaga Samhita. It says, may Lord Balaram, who is the enemy of Denukasura, always protect me from lust. This will now be a little interesting. I wonder why we don't close the doors. Is there special reasons? Maybe for good air or good company. It is said that maybe we can now all listen. I would say, because maybe it is easier for you to give the papers away, and then, or can you control yourself and just listen for a while? There is a very great mystery. Usually, Lord Balaram or is known as the Guru Tattva. We have heard and understood this morning that he represents the spiritual master who trains us. Balaram confronted a few demons in Braj Leela, and the first demon he confronted was Denukasura. Denukasura was in the form of an ass or a donkey. Yeah, being like this. So this represents the covering of the soul with material knowledge. Now, if the pure soul gets covered with material understandings or knowledge, he will soon be very much infected by lust to enjoy this world. Therefore, the usual analysis is that Denukasura represents the covering of the soul of material knowledge. But here the Gaga Samhita adds another twist to it. It says Denukasura represents also lust. Do you know how Denukasura became Denukasura, a donkey? It's a very interesting thing which I believe gives us a lot of clarification about our own selves. See, even spiritual people can become covered by material knowledge and by lust. Maybe it has happened to you sometimes. Denukasura in his previous life was Sahasika, the son of Bali Maharaj, and he was once enjoying himself on the Gandhamarana hills. That's now where Badrinath lies, with 10,000 women. Our Bhakti Ratna is very much shocked. That's a little bit too much, isn't it? So, at that time, because it was high in the Himalayan mountains, Durvasa Muni was in a cave trying to meditate. However, all these women had ankle bells, clink, 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 and there was music. They were dancing in different ways. Although Durvasa Muni was trying to meditate on Krishna, he was diverted by this heavy sound of music and so on. Those of us who have been in Vrindavan during the Kartik's time know that there is so much loud a loudspeaker music with hits like Sanyasi, Come Home, and other favorites, you know, that you may try to chant, but it's difficult. Or when you are at Govardhan area, there's one loudspeaker that says, Sita Pain Balm, Sita Pain Balm, Sita Pain. You remember this particular sound? For what? So, Shitan. Shital means cooling pain cream. And now we know how to interpret this. Shital pain balm. Shital pain. You know, for the fat Indians who are running around the Govardhan Hill. And they may need some cooling pain balm. So, when this sun was enjoying like this with music and women, Durvasa Muni just had it. He took his wooden sandals on and he came out of the cave very lean and thin. And he looked, you know, Durvasa Muni was quite impressive with long hair, eyes like fire. And he looked at this man who was enjoying. He was highly disturbed. He had a long beard, a stick in his hand, and his eyes were glowing with anger. He spoke. You know, the man saw him, the enjoyer, and immediately paid his obeisances. Durvasa said, "Get up, fool!" He started to shiver. "You look like a donkey, O evil-minded one." "Damayanti, please don't look so shocked. It's almost over." "Be a donkey. After passing 400,000 years in Bharatvarsha, you will go to the divinely sacred Talavan, a forest in Braj. And from the hands of Baladev, you will be liberated, but now become a demon." Hare Krishna. So this poor person who had just done the wrong thing near Durvasa's cave became a terrible demon. He had a sturdy body, strong body, like a donkey, not those little donkeys whom you see at the Adriatic coast sometimes, but a real heavy body. And he used to be in the Talavan forest and eat the Tala fruits with great relish. He had many demon friends who were also donkeys or magarazze, he say. And so we will enter now the Talavan forest. Are you ready? Ram Gopal, you are ready? One day, Sri Krishna, together with Balaram, were grazing their cows near the Talavan forest. The boys had heard that inside the forest was a mighty ferocious Denukasura. So they didn't want to enter the forest. But some of them looked at Krishna and Balaram and said, "I think, Krishna Balaram, you must be hungry. There are such beautiful fruits in the Talavan forest. Unfortunately, they are guarded by the Denukasura S. Ali, but you are very strong. Fear personified is afraid of you." But Krishna and Balaram didn't feel hungry. Balaram, however, understood, "My friends are hungry." So he went alone to take care of the matter in the dark Talavan forest. He alone entered it. He took his dhoti a little higher. He had a blue shawl. And he went to look for ripe fruits. He thought, "Let's get some new fruits," because many fruits were already lying on the forest ground. But he said, "My friends are so nice, they should get some new fruits." So he went to a mighty tall tree and began to shake it. And as he was shaking the tree, fruits fell to the ground and the earth started to shake because he is very powerful. Now this was noticed by Denukasura, who was just taking his midday rest. Have you ever experienced waking up Bhakta Uli from his sacred midday rest? Uli is not very pleased. Denukasura, however, was not a wonderful Bhakta. He was a demon. And he felt highly disturbed. He was enraged. This is too much. I was peacefully sleeping like a saint. And now, who caused this big trouble? Denukasura, who was a friend of Kamsa and very powerful, got infuriated, means very angry. He came in front of Baladev with the intention to fight with Baladev. And he just went before him and took his feet and just kicked the beautiful chest of Lord Balaram with his hind legs. Bang! Krishna. Then he ran back and forth and started to make a terrible sound. This was the sound, only much louder. Now Balaram playfully took his left hand, caught the demon, and threw him against the next tree, which broke. And as a result, many other trees started to break. Crash!
Hare Krishna.
This was how it sounded, only much louder. The demon was just thrown against the heavy trees. He thought, this is very strange. What just happened? This little boy? It can't be. He was slightly bewildered and a little disturbed. More disturbed. He ran back to Balaram and like an elephant runs towards a poor little calf. But Balaram at once called him, caught him, whirled him around and dashed him on the earth. There was a little fracture on the head. The demon became unconscious, but after some time he came back. Now he was injured. That meant his anger had totally arisen. This anger of Denukasura was so much that it could destroy a whole country. But he thought, let me give pain now to this human being. I will kill his friends. And he ran towards the cowherd boys. Only much louder. Sridham had a stick and he struck him with his stick. Subal took his fist and struck him with his fist. Stoka, he looks like Krishna, Stoka Krishna, took a noose like a cowboy and tried to kill. The cowherd boys are very temperamental and very strong personality. And all the... And Angshu came and kicked him. The cowherd boys. Vishalabha Shabha kicked him with his foot and tried to smash him. In this way, all the cowherd boys hit him with different instruments, but finally Krishna appeared on the scene and he took Denukasura and threw him on the Govardhan hill. Bang! This was very bad for Denukasura. His false ego was severely hurt. Who wants to be kicked by the cowherd boys and Krishna? He felt these are little boys. Because remember, he was Denukasura. His mind was covered by material knowledge. He didn't know. So he thought, I will attack with weapon now. Something they are somehow protected by some mantra, these boys. But I will throw the Govardhan mountain on them. At that time, Govardhan mountain was very big, so that the shade of the mountain fell onto Mathura. That's how big the mountain was. So he dug the mountain out with his horns. Denukasura had horns. He was a donkey with horns. There's something special. And he took the mountain and threw it on Krishna. Krishna playfully grabbed the Govardhan mountain. After all, it's his favorite devotee. And threw the mountain back on Denukasura. Denukasura again threw the mountain back on Krishna, who caught it, and he thought, Giriraj, you should be worshipped and not thrown around. And he placed Giriraj back in the old place where Giriraj stayed. So then Lord Krishna caught the demon, threw him on the ground, and this was very, very far out. Finally, after Krishna went away from Denukasura, he did not want to kill Denukasura. Do you know why Denukasura went away? No, Krishna went away from Denukasura. There are two very confidential reasons. Would you like to know them? Of course. The first reason was, after Lord Nrsingadev had killed Hiranyakashipu, Prahlad Maharaj was a little agitated in his mind, a little upset. Not that he thought it was not all right for Nrsingadev to liberate his father, but it was his father. Imagine, as a devotee, one of your parents behaves wrongly and demoniacally. Still, if you would see him killed, your heart would feel some very upset, isn't it? This is, I think, natural, especially for a soft-hearted devotee. So Krishna promised to Prahlad, whoever is born in your family, I will not kill him. So the son of Prahlad is Gaurahari, is Bali, or is he the grandson? Grandson. And the son of Bali is this person, Sahasika, who was doing what? He went to the Gandhamarana mountains with 10,000 ladies and disturbed Duvasha Muni. So Krishna remembered, Denukasura is after all a family member of Prahlad Maharaj. I will not kill him. The second reason is that the particular anatta which Denukasura represents, that is the covering of the spiritual knowledge, that is to be destroyed by the spiritual master. If you want that your ignorance of spiritual things is removed, you must approach a bona fide spiritual master. This is how Krishna says, Tat vidi prani patina pari prashnena sevaya. Balaram was necessary, who's a guru tattva, to now go against material ignorance, which is a covering of the soul. Would you like to know how he did it? Then I will tell you. Then Balaram, the mighty one, caught Denukasura with his hands and dashed him on the ground. the demon was unconscious, his head broken. But again Balaram hit the demon with his fists. Then only the demon died. See, it takes some time before material ignorance is destroyed. Do you have... Denukasura was quite widerstandsfähig. You know, or in English, resistance. Resistant. Do you have this experience also? The material ignorance or the covering is so... So it seems to almost be wie sagt man, waterproof. Isn't it? It is resisting all attempts for spiritual knowledge, for spiritual... It always comes back again, isn't it, Rasamurti? Always. You thought you have finished it, but zhup, there it is again, Denukasura. And makes... you know. Isn't it? It's sometimes even peinlich. Es kann manchmal peinlich, ganz schön peinlich werden. Ne? So, anyways, finally, Balaram took his celebrated three fists and then he did it. Now listen to what happened after material ignorance or the covering was removed. When the demon left his mortal coil, seine sterbliche Hülle, he looked almost as Syama Sundara. He had a garland in his neck. His garments were yellow. He had a godly appearance, eine göttliche Erscheinung. And he was bedecked with the Vanamala garland. He had many associates. Who had many nice flags, and there was a nice sound produced by a special chariot which came. This chariot was driven by many horses. There were many chamaras on the chariot. The chariot was as fast as the mind, had nice bells, and riding on this divine chariot, he lightened all the quarters and then went back home in the spiritual world after he had paid his most respectful obeisances to Lord Balaram. When Krishna and Balaram saw this, they started to sing beautiful songs with all the cowherd boys. The cowherd boys began to praise Balaram. Oh, your name is properly given by Gagacharya. You are not only Balaram, you are Balabhadra as well. And you are Sankarshan. And they praised the Lord. And Balaram smiled very beautifully. He had killed all the other associates of Denukasura who also attacked. At that time, there were many, many, many fruits on the ground. But the cowherd boys didn't eat them because they were polluted by the blood of the demons. However, the demigods thought, these fruits have a good connection to Krishna and Balaram. We will eat them. They ate a lot of fruits. Because they thought, we are so impure, but these demons have become very pure by being touched by Krishna and Balaram's hands. Hare Krishna. A very nice account. It comes from the book Gaga Samhita. And I thought, since we are today reading or chanting the Balaram Kirtan,
Kavacha.
I would speak to you on the basis of the Gaga Sanghita. Sanatana Goswami describes in Brihad Bhagavatamrita that a devotee should hear the wonderful pastimes of the lotus-eyed lords from books like Srimad Bhagavatam, and he also mentions Gaga Sanghita. It's an authorized account of the pastimes of the Lord. When this book was first recited, at the end of the recitation, Radha and Krishna appeared in their beautiful forms and gave darshans to Gagacharya and Narada Muni. It's a very powerful literature. I hope that this wonderful kavacha, which has been retrieved, heißt so viel wie herausgeholt, out of the incredible world of the computer by Hari Venu Prabhu and Bhakta Oli, has given you a nice protection, and I hope that this day will be a nice preparation day for your spiritual life. Guru Hari and myself will leave you tomorrow and fly to Denmark, where there is a festival with 5,000 to 10,000 people. I have been requested to address these people and sing to them, and we will try our best. And we think now where we have chanted the Balaram Kavacha, we will be very happy again. We will return on Monday morning and then stay a whole week here to prepare for Jamashtami. Please, all of you, help with the preparations for Jamashtami, because we wish to make the most wonderful Jamashtami festival for the Lord. And whenever material knowledge or dullness begins to cover you and you hear the sound of Denukasura in your mind, then remember what Lord Balaram did with this covering and feel happiness in your heart. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Balaram ki jai, Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo, Hari Hari Bo.